There are a lot of misconceptions about God. So what is he actually like? Well, the very first verse of the Bible tells us that in the beginning was God. That means before the beginning, God was already there. But where did he come from? Well, God is eternal. That means he was always there and always will be there. He has no beginning and no end. You see, everything has a beginning and can trace its origin right back to creation. But God is not a created creature with a beginning. God is our creator and is not a creation. God is not like me. He is not like you. Although we are made in the image of God, I am no more like God than my shadow is like me. We're born, we're raised, and we decay. But God changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is not changeable, moody. Rather, he is immutable, unchangeable. And so I can trust him today, tomorrow, and even beyond the existence of time, because he will always be the same. Now let's take this further. God is infinite. That means he has no limitations. There are no limitations to his power. There is no one and nothing more powerful than God, and nothing will overthrow him. No angel, no devil, no demon, and certainly no man. There are no limitations to his knowledge. God knows everything. Every thought, every word, every deed that we do, he knows it. And that's a terrifying truth, because we will all stand before God on the judgment day. There are no limitations to his presence. You cannot escape God, not in heaven, not on earth, not even in hell. God is perfectly good, perfectly just, and perfectly holy. He is the King of kings and Lord of all lords. God is a spirit without physical parts, but God the Son was sent of the Father to become a man. And God the Holy Ghost moved in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And she brought forth a son. His name, the Lord Jesus Christ. God dressed in flesh. So why did God do that? He did it because the human race that he created sinned against him and broke his law. And if God is just, he must punish sin. Or we could not call him a perfectly just God. But he is also perfectly good. And it was always his plan to come and die upon Calvary and thereby provide a payment for sin, for the sins that we committed, so that we can go to him for salvation and for forgiveness. So the Creator became the Savior and Redeemer. John chapter 3 and the verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.